Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today, we're exploring Tribal Leadership by Dave Logan, John King, and Haley Fisherite. This management book delves into the intricacies of organizational culture and leadership. Let's get started. Tribal Leadership is an eye-opening book authored by Dave Logan, John King, and Haley Fisherite. The authors have based their insights on extensive research and experience, having worked with over 24,000 individuals across various companies. At its core, this book unravels the concept of tribal culture within organizations, asserting that there are five distinct stages. Understanding these stages can be a game-changer for leaders aiming to enhance their organizations. The journey begins with an introduction to tribal culture and its profound influence on organizational behavior. The authors unveil the five stages of tribal culture, ranging from stage 1, where hostility and conflict prevail, to stage 5, where the focus shifts to creating a positive impact on the world. Real-life company examples are woven in to illustrate each stage and how leaders can propel their organizations forward. Language is revealed as a powerful tool in tribal culture. The authors offer a framework to comprehend the various types of language used in organizations and how leaders can harness it to motivate and inspire their teams. The book's strength lies in its clear and concise writing style, bolstered by real-world examples. It's thoughtfully organized, with each chapter building upon the last. However, tribal leadership has its limitations. It primarily focuses on large organizations, making it less applicable to smaller businesses or startups. Additionally, some readers may find the use of the word tribe culturally insensitive. Now, let's delve into the key takeaways from tribal leadership. Tribal culture has a profound impact on organizational behavior. There are five stages of tribal culture, from stage 1, hostile, to stage 5, focused on making a positive impact. Leaders can propel their organizations to the next stage by establishing shared missions and values. Language is a vital tool for shaping a positive culture. Leaders should utilize language to inspire and motivate their teams. Now, let's highlight the structure of the book. Tribal Leadership by Dave Logan, John King, and Haley Fisherite is divided into three main parts. Part 1 introduces the Tribal Leadership Framework, detailing the five stages of tribal culture and emphasizing the role of language in shaping culture. Part 2 focuses on the tribal leader, exploring the characteristics of effective leaders and offering practical advice on leadership development. Part 3, the final section, offers practical strategies for improving tribal culture and advancing through the stages of development. Chapter 1, the five stages of tribal culture. This chapter introduces the concept of tribal culture and its profound impact on organizational behavior. The authors unveil five stages, stressing the importance of understanding these stages for leaders seeking high performance. Chapter 2, Tribal Culture and its Impact on Performance. This chapter delves deeper into the influence of tribal culture on organizational performance. It highlights how stages 4 and 5 cultures are more effective at driving innovation and productivity. Chapter 3, The Tribal Leader. Here, the authors introduce the concept of the tribal leader, emphasizing the importance of relationships, belonging, and shared purpose. Tribal leaders are key to creating a positive culture that enhances performance. Chapter 4, Tribal Leadership Skills. This chapter outlines the essential skills tribal leaders need, such as active listening, effective communication, trust building, and inspiration. These skills enable leaders to foster a positive culture. Chapter 5, The Tribal Leader's Role in Culture Change. In this chapter, the authors explain how tribal leaders can drive culture change within their organizations, offering practical advice on implementing culture change initiatives. Chapter 6, The Tribal Leader's Role in Innovation. The authors assert that tribal leaders play a pivotal role in driving innovation. They provide guidance on creating a culture that fosters experimentation, embraces failure, and promotes collaboration. Chapter 7, The Tribal Leader's Role in Strategy Execution. This chapter explains how tribal leaders can drive strategy execution by aligning actions with mission and values, a key aspect of creating a culture of success. The book leaves a significant impact with its powerful insights. Impact 1, Culture is the operating system of the organization. Impact 2, Tribal leaders focus on the tribe's culture because they know that culture is the most powerful tool for creating a sustainable, effective organization. Impact 3, The highest performing tribes are those whose members share a common language, a common set of values, and a common way of working together. Impact 4, The most successful leaders are those who create a culture of trust, collaboration, and accountability within their tribes. Impact 5, The key to transforming a tribe's culture is to focus on the language that its members use to describe their work and their relationships with one another. Impact 6, The most effective leaders inspire their tribes to achieve greatness by tapping into their innate desire to belong to something larger than themselves. Impact 7, The most successful organizations create a culture of innovation and continuous improvement by encouraging their tribes to take risks and learn from their mistakes. Impact 8, To build a high-performing tribe, focus on developing individual skills and fostering a sense of community and shared purpose. Each chapter offers valuable insights. Introduction: People in organizations interact based on 5 different stages of tribal culture. High-performing organizations thrive at stage 4 or higher. Tribal leadership is the key to understanding and elevating tribal performance. Chapter 1, The 5 Stages of Tribal Culture. Stage 1 breeds despair and hostility. Stage 2 is driven by personal success and competitiveness. Stage 3 focuses on relationships, often entangled in bureaucracy. Stage 4 thrives on a common goal, fostering innovation and teamwork. Stage 5 creates a legacy and lasting impact. Chapter 2, The Tribal Leader. Tribal leaders understand and propel their tribe's culture. They communicate effectively and inspire their tribe. They build trust and create a sense of belonging. Chapter 3, Tribal Culture and Strategy. Culture significantly influences strategy and execution. Leaders must align strategy with their tribe's culture or change it if needed. Chapter 4, Tribal Culture and Change. Changing culture requires understanding, urgency, and ownership. Leaders challenge the status quo and communicate change benefits. Chapter 5, Tribal Culture and Hiring. Hiring aligned with tribe culture is critical. Leaders define culture for hiring decisions and let go of misfits. Chapter 6, Tribal Culture and Meetings. Meetings reinforce culture and accountability. Leaders use meetings to communicate vision, build relationships, and create belonging. Now, let's discuss the practical application of the book's principles. Tribal leadership offers actionable steps. Identify your tribe's current stage. Use language to shape culture. Foster relationships to build trust. Focus on a higher purpose beyond personal success. Finally, tribal leadership provides a unique perspective on organizational culture and leadership. It equips leaders with tools to understand and improve their tribe's performance and engagement. The book emphasizes the profound impact of culture on organizations and offers practical strategies for leaders. And that's a wrap on our exploration of Tribal Leadership by Dave Logan, John King, and Haley Fisherwright. We hope you found these insights valuable for your journey as a leader or as someone interested in organizational culture. Join us again for more book insights.